I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, a great report of an unusual fish landed this past week. Let's get right to that. Tell us what happened.
Yes, early this week I received an email from an angler named Chris Cavanaugh of Norton, Massachusetts. He was on vacation down on Cape Cod for a week following Memorial Day, and he rented a house with some of his friends out on Scraggy Neck in Katahmet. And he was fishing from the beach and catching scup, which are relatively small fish, maybe a pound or two, and nothing too exciting there. And all of a sudden, he hooked into a big fish, and when he brought it to shore, expecting to see a big striper or a bluefish, it was a fish that he couldn't identify, didn't know what it was. It was about 45 inches long, probably estimated at around 40 pounds, and he took some pictures of it, and not knowing what it was, he let it go and then sent the pictures in to us for ID. And it's pretty obvious looking at the pictures that the species of fish is a red drum. And that's exciting because a red drum is not the kind of fish that you expect to see up on Cape Cod. It's a southern species. It's very common down in Florida. It's a big game fish down in the Gulf of Mexico and Louisiana. You get them about as far north as North Carolina, occasionally southern New Jersey. But as far as getting them up in New England, that's just pretty rare. In the 10 years that I've worked for On the Water, I've heard of three of them caught in New England waters, one in Rhode Island, one off Chatham, and now this one right up here in Buzzards Bay.
Let me ask you, do you think this is an indication of something bigger, like climate change and warming waters, or is this just one of those one-offs that we see sometimes?
There are a lot of people who would speculate it has something to do with warming waters. There are certainly some fish species that are changing their ranges and moving north. And I think when you see big shifts like that of fish species becoming commonly found further north, you could say that that probably points to warming water. In this case, when it's just one large fish that turns up in a catch, I think it's more of a sign of the fact that the red drum population is doing well. There are more of them, so there's more chances that one random one could stray up here. And I think it also points to the fact that fishermen have better gear now. If you hook into something like this, 15, 20 years ago, it probably breaks your line and you never know about it. Now they've got better gear. There's a better chance they could land a fish like this. And when they do, a picture is taken and it goes on social media and the story gets around. So I think it's probably just a one-off thing and we really shouldn't be expecting schools of red drum anytime in the future.
Now, it's great that he released the red drum. And it's such a good part of the story.
It is. In this case, he looked at the fish and he didn't know what it was, and he said, well, I'd better just let it go because who knows what the regulations are for it. But we are seeing more and more catch and release, especially when it comes to the big fish here on Cape Cod and in Massachusetts, the striped bass.
Let me ask you to round up the fishing action. What are you hearing now?
Well, we're hearing a lot about big striped bass, which is great. Along the Elizabeth Islands, fishing has been very good. The canal was incredible this week, and a lot of this, I think, has to do with the fact that we had the new moon in June, and that led to some really big tides, and that really got the fish feeding. And along with the canal, also in Cape Cod Bay, and particularly out at Provincetown and Race Point, just some really great striped bass reports. Other than that, bluefish blitzing on the south side of Martha's Vineyard has been very good, and we finally heard our first reports of bluefin tuna. I think I predicted back around Memorial Day that it should be any day now, and between things running late and the wind blowing strong, it took a while, but now mid-June, we can say that the bluefin tuna have definitely arrived east of Chatham and southeast of Chatham, and we're hearing reports of some very big fish out there, 250 to 700 pounds.
That's a big fish. For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.